Hi, guys. So where's my Vegas people? Okay, it's fine. I'll rep for Las Vegas. That's fine. I'm Maddie, or Cookie. Any nickname you guys want to give, I will answer. So I just want to tell you guys my testimony and kind of talk about how, no matter what, God is always good. So back in high school, I was really, really bossy. I won't lie, I'm a very bossy person. I always liked to be in charge. I ran for every class president. I was the captain because I wanted to decide exactly what we were doing, no matter what. And doing that, you know, God and I would always disagree because I was like, nah, man, I got it. I can do it. I don't need you. So freshman year, I decided I'm going to play volleyball in college. That's what I want to do. I'm an athlete. I'm going to do it. So I was like, Mom, sign me up for every app out there. Sign me up for every recruiting app. So I was on all of them. And I was like, you know, I can't stay at my school. I went to this super tiny little school. I lived in Las Vegas. Let's start there. But I went to the tiniest school you could ever find. My graduating class was 100 of us. So I was like, I can't stay here. I need a bigger school with a bigger program. So there's like two other big schools in my neighborhood, and I applied for those. And I was like, I'm gonna go there. I got this. And I got scholarships to both of them because they have like this big fee and I couldn't afford it. So I got scholarships and I was like, oh, God is good. Like, but I did it myself. God, I don't need you. I did it myself. Like, God is good, but I did it myself. So I get these scholarships. And I'm like, awesome. COVID happens. The scholarships are gone. They're like, sorry, we don't have the funds for you. You can't come here. And I'm like, that's fine. I'll just stay at my school. I'll just work really hard on my club teams. So that's what I was going to do, because I was still going to play volleyball in college. So around my junior year, I'm still talking to coaches. They're ghosting me. Senior year, coaches are ghosting me. Guys, if you think being ghosted by a guy is bad, it's not. Being ghosted by coaches is worse. So I get ghosted by the community college coach, and I'm like, oh. What do you mean you're ghosting me? Like, text me back, please. They're not texting me back. I'm like, that's fine, that's fine. I go in my room and I like barricade my door closed because we're not allowed to lock our doors in my house. So I like put a chair and then I slide my bed and I put my dresser because no one can see me cry, okay? Because I'm about to cry. I'm sitting in my room. I'm like, I'm gonna bawl my eyes out. And I know I don't look like I cry. I have like this face that's just a smile. I painted it on. It doesn't go anywhere. This is all I got, just smiles. So I'm like, no one can know I cry. I barricade this door. I sit in the middle of my room with my big gray Bible, and I'm like, on my knees, I'm crying. I'm like, God, I can't do this. I can't be in charge anymore. I'm tired. I'm failing. Life just isn't working out. I can't do it anymore. And I'm like, if you don't want me to play volleyball, I will never touch the court again, ever. I'm done. I go to sleep, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I'm never gonna play volleyball again, that's fine. I wake up to a text from Eirik Gardner. Yes! What can I say, he's great. I'm really happy he showed up today. I texted him, I was like, please come to chapel. But he had texted me and he said, wanna play for my college? And I was like, yes. Yes, I do. Where do you live? I'll come to your house right now. Best friends. We're locked in. Like, yes, I'll go. And then he ended up moving schools, and I moved with him to here. I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so happy. I didn't even visit York. I was just like, I'm gonna sign. He had all these people calling me from York, like random people. The president was calling me, like English advisors. I was like, hi, how did you get my phone number? And they're like, Eirik Gardner. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, yeah. So I sign, I'm so happy. I get to York and I'm like, I'm living in God's plan. Life is a breeze. From here on, everything is gonna be easy. I was wrong, but we'll get to that later. So I'm at York and I meet my two best friends, Emma and Jay. You know, give them a shout out, guys, come on. I love them and I'm like, God is so good, like, everything's perfect. And then around like the end of first semester, me and my best friends, like my biggest blessing in life, start like fighting. And I'm like, oh my gosh, no, why are we fighting? And Emma's my roommate, if you guys don't know that. We live together. And if you know what Thomas looks like, think about not speaking in this tiny room that's about this size. So we're like in the room, I'm like, don't touch me, don't talk to me. And she's like, don't get away from me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I need my best friend back. So I'm like, we're gonna go to Christmas, I'm gonna come back, it's gonna be fine. God is good, I'm following him, it's gonna be fine. Wrong, we did not speak until spring break. So I'm like, oh my gosh. And my life is just hitting this downward spiral because I'm not speaking to my best friend, so then everything's getting built up, and I'm not playing volleyball anymore, so I can't use that outlet. I'm injured, I can't play. Then stuff is going on at home. I'm just like, life sucks. God hates me, that must be it. I'm dead set, and God hates me, and nothing's good. I'm like, nope, his goodness is not for me. And I finish out the year thinking, like, oh, he hates me. And I'm like, no, his goodness is not for me, because clearly, like, if it was, we'd be talking right now. I would be on the volleyball court. I wouldn't be hurt. My dad would be fine. Like, everything should be working out, but it's not. So over summer, I go home, back to Vegas. Yeah! I go back to Vegas, and I'm not, like, talking to anybody. I'm just like, nope, God hates me. And I say yes to this lady to house sit. It's like this really nice house, guys. It was really nice. I wasn't allowed to have any friends over. So I'm in this house by myself with two dogs, and they were bad. But they peed everywhere all the time. But I'm in this house with these two bad dogs and my Bible. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll talk to God. So over this time, like, it's a month, I'm by myself, and I'm just sitting and praying with God, and I'm like, do you hate me? Are we still friends? Like, what's going on? And I start reading Job. And if you guys haven't read Job, it's basically this guy, and he loves God. He's like, God is good. And one day, his life just goes bad because, you know, Satan comes and just starts destroying things in his life. But God was always there for him. He just didn't know. And his three friends were like, nope, just curse God and die. Like, he hates you. Just curse him and die. And Job is like, no, I'm not going to do that. But he would go to God and be like, God, why are you doing this? What is going on? I need you, please. And after I read that 800 times, I finally got it. And I was like, I need to go to God. Yeah, bad things are happening. That doesn't mean he's, oh, babies. That doesn't mean he's not good. He still loves me. So eventually, I go back to God, and I'm like, God, what is going on? Like, please, please be here for me. Luckily, things got better. Things are good again. But it's just, I learned over all this time, over the goods and bads, he's always there for you. In your highest highs, like when I'm at Chili's and it's my birthday and I'm just so happy, you know, when I'm up there, he's there. And when I'm down and Emma's ignoring me and she's being mean and I'm all the way down there, he's there too, and he's using all of that for good. And I think back in my life and I'm like, if I would have never stayed at my high school, I had a teacher and I used to be like, come to church with me. Come to church with me every week, every single week. And she finally goes to church now. And I don't live in Vegas anymore, but she finally goes to church now. I would have never done that because I wouldn't have spent those 3 years nagging her, you know? And it's just like, no matter what in your life, he's using whatever bad thing is happening in your life to turn that grave into a garden. So thank you guys. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you guys so much.